Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, my name is Peggy Travis, and I'm not sure if are y'all the ones that do the consumer surveys, or like you fill out the survey, and this is on my come out of my bank account, $59.89, and I was supposed to answer questions and get a Dyson vacuum cleaner for shipping and handling of $5. And
okay.
Somehow there's something come up that says lifestyle adjustment, and they charged my account $59.89. And I want it stopped because I didn't order anything from a lifestyle adjustment.
All right, ma'am. May I start out by getting your zip code to assist you?
37660.
I do thank you for that. And you said your first and last name was?
Peggy. It's P-E-G-G-Y. And then Travis. T-R-A-V-I-S.
Thank you for that, ma'am. And for security purposes, could you please verify your address?
It's 2801 Long, L-O-N-G, Hollow, H-O-L-L-O-W, Road in Kingsport, C.
All righty, and I do thank you for that. And yes, ma'am, I was able to locate an account for you. I do see that recently, today, as a fact, you actually entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win that Dyson vacuum cleaner. And in the terms and conditions of that sweepstakes, it also informed you that you will be enrolled into a monthly subscription to one of our meal planning apps. And I do see that you're enrolled in the one that's called Bite Hubs. These meal planning apps teach you how to lower your carb and sugar intake, and I also give you recipes of how to plan meals to eat better and live better. Now, I can't get this reduced for $20 a month for you.
No, I don't want it at all. I weigh $115, and I eat out just about every day, and I don't need any lifestyle tips or anything like that. My mother's a nutritionist, and she owns a gym, so I don't need any of that. And besides that, my son died in January the 24th. He was in February the 24th, and I need all of my money to pay on his funeral expenses, and so I can't afford no $59 or $20 a month for something I don't need. Know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. Not a problem. I can get you counseled out of that. Give me 1 second, please.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. All righty, ma'am. I successfully gotten you counseled from that. You can't be billed anything further because that cancellation takes effect immediately. And I do have a cancellation number for you if you'd like to take that down.
Yes, please. Give me just a second.
All righty. Let me know when you're ready.
Get it down here. Now, will I be getting my $59.89 back?
I can do a one-time courtesy refund since you actually have just recently placed this order. And that refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days, okay?
That's fine. Thank you so much.
Alrighty, you're more than welcome.
The number, so.
Alrighty. That would be C as in Charlie. That's 920-669-050.
Okay, so it's C, and then it starts out with 920-669.
Correct.
Okay. I thought they might have been something after the C and before the 9.
No, ma'am.
So
it's C.
Okay. Thank you, and I do appreciate you doing that. So.
And you're more than welcome, and I do thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day, Ms. Travis.
You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye-bye.